Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Show, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Listening in the world. It is Saturday, April the 17th, 2021, and welcome to a very special edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. As always, it is so exciting to be with you and to have an opportunity to share some words of empowerment to help you live your greatest life. So thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this show. This is really so much more than a show. This is a platform that we have created to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. And every week through intriguing stories and inspiring guests, we want to help you live your greatest life every single day. And I am so excited to be with you. I want to take a moment and say hello to the Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and of course our newest partnership, Amazon Music and Audible. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen in to this show. You've happened to tune in on a very good day. This is a special edition. We are celebrating an anniversary with this podcast, and I'm just so excited to have this opportunity to share some words and things of empowerment that I hope will help you on your journey to success and reaching your greatest potential in life. I love doing life with you, and so I would love to connect with you beyond this platform. You can reach out on my website at www.jamelsanders.com. Again, that's www.jamelsanders.com. While you're there, you can find out more about me and the work that I do around the world. You can find out about products and services, and you can also find all of the links to my social media platforms. So I would love to connect with you. You can also sign up for my empowerment newsletter, Empowerment Breakthroughs, right there on the homepage as well. So I look forward to connecting and doing life with you in the days to come, and to helping you to reach your full potential in life. Beyond this podcast, I run an organization called Jamel Sanders International, which is a global empowerment firm that is devoted to empowering individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential through capacity building systems and programs. And so the whole purpose of Jamel Sanders International, founded more than a decade ago, was to provide solutions to the social maladies of our time. I believe that the challenges of our time are great, but the leadership is very few. And so my organization works to develop individuals that can bring solutions to those problems in different industries and systems. And so I would love to connect with you there and, of course, across social media as we all endeavor to reach our greatest potential and to do great things with our lives and in our lifetime. I'm so excited because, as everyone knows, we just recently relaunched the Jamel Book Club. And, you know, people have been saying, when are you bringing the book club back? We want to jump back in. We want to see what you're reading. And so we just announced just a few weeks ago the relaunch of Jamel's Book Club. And our first selection is straight up, honest, unfiltered, as real as I can put it, advice for life's biggest challenges by none other than Mr. Trent Shelton. It is a phenomenal read. And let me tell you why I picked this book. I picked this book because, let me give you two disclaimers. Number one, you're not going to be able to read the entire book in one setting. It's quite extensive, and this is more than a book. It's really a success, systems and prompts and things to help you do the work to achieving the life that you really want. And secondly, I picked this book because so many times we read good books, but they don't always have the how-tos of success, the how-tos of growth, the how-tos of development. And I think that this book just has all of that. And so we're going to dive into this and read it, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have a very intriguing dialogue and conversation about what we've all gained from the book, as well as some of my personal insights from reading it. So I hope, again, that you'll get a copy. It is straight up, honest, unfiltered, as real as I can put it, advice for life's biggest challenges by none other than Mr. Trent Shelton. I think it's also available in audio form, so however you read your books, you have access to it, and I think it's going to help you in a tremendous way. Of course, I want to very quickly recommend two resources to you. I just finished, before we went into this Unstuck series that we're currently in, I just finished a series on identity. And if you have followed my work over the years, you've heard me talk a lot about identity. You've heard me talk a lot about personal power and taking your personal power back. And so in a keynote presentation, there's only so much you can cover, but there's so much to identity. And anybody that knows me knows I'm an excavator. I'm going to dig deep and bring out truths and insights to help us all live a better life. And so I wrote a book. This was actually book number 8. Call Significance, Reclaiming Your Personal Power in a World That Discounts Your Difference. If you don't understand who you are, nothing else in your life is going to work properly. And so many people in the world today are suffering from an identity crisis. And so I wrote Significance to challenge all of us to break out of dysfunction, to identify who we really are, understand our worth and value, and to reclaim our power so that we can show up in the world as the greatest expression we were created to be. I believe with all my heart that every human being on this planet is on a quest, and that quest is to become the greatest expression of who they were created to be, and that our lives will not have the significance or the meaning or the fulfillment that we really want until we are expressing that significance and that version that we were created to live. And so you can get the book through Amazon, Kindle, Nook. Most of the booksellers have access to it. I believe it's going to help you. It is my bestseller today, and the stories of how it has impacted people's lives has been absolutely phenomenal. And, of course, my latest release is none other than Honor. This is book number 9, The Law That Governs Greatness. I believe that if we are going to see the transformation of systems, cities, communities, nations, organizations, it's going to happen through this whole law and principle of honor. I believe that what you honor will honor you. What you dishonor will dishonor you. I believe that what you dishonor, you repel from your life. What you respect, you attract to your life. Everything in your life is being upheld or discombobulated because of honor. And so this book is the book about the in-between time. What do you do between a prophetic promise and the prophetic fulfillment of a promise in your life? You do something called a prophetic process and prophetic development. And that's what this book is about. It's about moving you from potentiality into purpose, into prophetic destiny. And so through the book, I walk you through the law of honor. I talk about seasons of transition and change, leaving your history and embracing your destiny, the importance of mentorship, winning the battles for destiny, because there's always a battle to become who you were created and destined to be, and so much more is covered in the book. So you can get this through Amazon, Kindle, Nook. Most of the book retailers have access to that book as well. It's a phenomenal read, and it is going to redefine your personal standards and also the standards that you bring to leadership as you read it. So I hope you'll get a copy, that you will share it with a friend, and that it will help revolutionize your life. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a very quick break, and we're going to jump into this topic today of celebrating this milestone for the podcast. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to The Jamel Sanders Show, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right. Welcome back to the Jamel Sanders Show. I am so excited, as always, to empower you and to help you on your journey to fulfilling your purpose and maximizing your greatest potential. I am excited because yesterday, April the 16th, 2021, marked the 10-year anniversary of the Jamel Sanders Show. You know, when I look back in retrospect, it really does not seem like it was 10 years ago. I remember being a guest on a show called Robert Wesley Branch Show. Mr. Robert Wesley Branch is a good friend of mine. And I was doing some conversations on his show. And, you know, when me and Robert were talking offline, and he was mentioning to me about the power of radio and podcasting and all of that good stuff. And, you know, when I heard that, you know, I was like, this is good, this is great. I don't know if that is something for me. But, you know, it was just an idea in my head. And as I began to ponder that idea and talk with different individuals, they said they thought it was perfect for me. Now, what you have to understand is that when we talk about podcasting today, everybody is podcasting. It's a big space. It's a big open playing field. There's a podcast on everything, every topic under the sun you can think of it. But it was very, very new at that time, and it was even newer to me. Jamel Sanders International was just being founded, and so we were really trying to get the footing, to get the brand presence established, to get to the place where I was a thought leader, because none of it, like I said, we were very early in the stages of any of it. And so, you know, my concern was, how does this fit within the context of branding and what we're trying to build? It just didn't make sense to me. And so I just began to ponder and really reflect on it. And after some time, I said, you know, we're just going to attempt it. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see what if people are even interested in it, and just see what happens. And so I remember launching on that April the 16th. You know, I was just nervous. I was like, I hope one person, maybe two people tune in, anybody tunes in. And the response to the first episode was amazing. And so I was like, okay, some people just, they want to see what I'm talking about. And so we went to the second episode, and the response was great again, and the response kept building, and people began to reach out to me and say that they really enjoy tuning in to the Jamel Sanders Show. And so I began to say to, you know, the team and different people, maybe we're on to something with this. You know, we're new in this space, I don't know, but let's just go with it and see what happens. And so what really began to amaze me and astound me is I began to hear from people in all different parts of the world. I mean, I heard from people on military bases that were telling me, we tune in and we listen to the Jamel Sanders Show. These are in other parts of the world. I begin to hear from places like Dubai and the United Arab Emirates and Asia and all of these places, India. And I'm like, why are all of these people listening to me? They don't even know me. And so it really grew from what I thought would be a small show where two or three people may tune in and listen, to something that was truly international and global. And it was just absolutely amazing. And the thing that was amazing about it for me is that most podcasts today, they just have guests and guests and guests and guests and guests. Well, when we started the Jamel Sanders Show, I was trying to establish a brand and to position a brand and to get to the place where I was recognized as a thought leader in the space. And like I said, I was very new and very green at that time. And what this podcast, why it was so different, is because we didn't have a lot of guests. We had a few guests on, but it was mostly me sitting, talking, sharing wisdom and insights about life and success and destiny and all of those deep questions about life that people want answers to, but they don't know where to turn to. And so, you know, but surely people are not going to just tune in and listen to me teaching over and over again. And, you know, it just began to evolve. And so from there, if you've read my autobiography, I go more into depth to the formation of the podcast, but I'm not going to go into all of that today. But from there, I did an authenticity class. An authenticity class was a four-week e-series that I taught on living an authentic life. I went into four metrics of authenticity, and for 4 weeks, every week, I went live that night and I taught. And this podcast gave Authenticity Class the momentum it needed to be a success. In fact, Authenticity Class was the most successful thing I had done to date at that time. I expected maybe 5 to 10 people. Within 24 hours of the first class, we had views in the thousands, and it continued for 4 weeks. And so this podcast gave that a launching pad, and it positioned me and the brand and everything we were trying to build at an even greater level. And so from there, another good friend of mine, Pastor Goodson, began to help me. We began to work on intros and audios and changing and taking this to a whole different level. And so this podcast has grown with me. Just as I've grown, this has grown. So we started another show that I was doing on Wednesdays at that time called Soul Conversations. And Soul Conversations was my opportunity to help people do what I call the inner work to healing and wholeness in their life. And that began to get momentum. And so it was just absolutely amazing to me because, like I said, when we started the podcast, I did not think that anybody was going to tune in and listen. Nobody knew who I was. I didn't have a reputation. I hadn't been on television or in magazines. I didn't have the thought leadership that I have now. And so I was like, I don't know how this is going to be successful. To fast forward a decade later, and to not only see the show still going, but to see people still tuning in to hear me talk a decade later is amazing. And so today we are celebrating a decade of empowerment. Now, when I look back at this, I have to stop and say this. This is amazing to me on so many levels because when you're doing something, you don't realize what you're doing. When you're trailblazing in an industry or on a path, you don't understand what you're doing at the time. And so at the time, I was just talking. I was going live. I was talking and speaking to people about life strategies, life wisdom, solutions to help them become the best version of themselves. That's what I wanted. Everything that I do is all focused on empowerment. This is simply an extension of what my larger organization, Jamel Sanders International, does. And so that was the premise. That was the goal. I wanted a platform to empower people to fulfill their purpose and to realize their greatest potential. And if we could do that through compelling stories and captivating guests, then I felt like we were succeeding. Now, I want to get back to this point before I go on a different rabbit trail. This is where I want to float as a balloon here. What I didn't realize at the time is that I was being a trailblazer. And so, you know, it was different. It was odd. It was strange. It was not like anything I had done before. And, you know, when I look back now, it's absolutely amazing because you feel like you're just talking and you're just recording content. But when we look through the archives, there are so many hours, probably hundreds, maybe thousands of hours of content on every topic under the sun I have talked about. Everything from purpose, everything to focus, everything to frustration, everything to betrayal, everything to the uncertainty of change, transformation, growth, evolution, thought, consciousness. you name it, there's been a topic on it. So what I didn't realize I was doing over this last decade is I was not just recording content, I was not just putting out a podcast, but I was creating a body of work that was going to speak and resonate with people around the world. And not just putting out a body of work, but putting out a quality body of work that I'm very proud of. And so this has been absolutely a journey. This has been a learning curve. This has been a learning process. As I said, everybody is podcasting today, but I was doing it way before it was popular or a movement. You know, I feel like now podcasting is a movement. Everybody launches a podcast. Some of them lack intentionality. Some of them lack purpose. Some of them lack substance. Everybody's podcasting. But it was never about just creating a show, because first of all, I didn't feel like I had anything to talk about, and yet alone something to talk about every week, and yet alone something that people were going to tune in and listen to on a consistent basis. And so to see the body of work that has been created over the last decade is amazing. And so over the last 24 hours, I have received so many kind words, well wishes, personal notes from individuals all over the world that have expressed their gratitude and their thanks to me for what the Jamel Sanders Show, this podcast, this platform, has meant to them. I think what one person posted yesterday to me, I think through Instagram, they said that to do anything for a decade, it requires a great deal of determination. And, you know, I said it takes more than determination. It takes discipline. It takes the ability to sit yourself down and to consistently say that I'm going to put out content, whether people are listening to it or not, whether you feel like they're getting something out of it or not. It is having that consistency to keep going. Most podcasts don't make it a year or two, yet alone a decade, and yet alone to still have a consistent audience that is listening to it. So I think that is amazing in and of itself. The other thing that I have to say is that when we started this podcast a decade ago, the only platform I was on was Blog Talk Radio. And then I just happened to be perusing the internet and doing some research, and I found out about a little platform at that time called Stitcher. And so we moved to Stitcher, and then we found out that Google had a way to distribute podcasts, and then we went to Google, and then we found out that we could, you know, could get on multiple platforms. And so I think that the distribution of the show is what has also made the show so successful, because it grew from very few people probably even listen to this show on Blog Talk unless they're listening live. And so they're listening on Spotify, they're listening on Google, they're listening on Stitcher, they're listening on iHeartRadio. Let me just say this about iHeartRadio. I have listened to podcasts on iHeartRadio for quite some time, and one of the goals, one of the dreams, one of the visions I always had for this podcast, I say it would be so awesome if this podcast could get onto the iHeartRadio platform. I also understood that iHeartRadio is a very challenging platform to try to get the podcast on, and everybody doesn't get it. And so, you know, I said, I'm going to just do it. I'm going to just do it as I do with so many things, and we're going to just see what happens. And they immediately said, we would love to have this on the platform. And that, to me, was the ultimate validation of the podcast and everything that I've worked over these 10 years to help it to become. That just let me know that it had the validity and the weight to be listed among all of the other great podcasts that are out there. And so that was amazing. And then just a few weeks ago, we got the green light from Amazon, and Amazon and Audible added this. So literally, this has grown from a little Blog Talk Radio show to something that is distributed everywhere. I mean, wherever you download and listen to podcasts, you can listen to this. And it's just amazing to see the growth, the evolution of this brand and what it has become today. And so I'm just so eternally grateful that this has continued to evolve, that it has remained relevant, and that people have been able to continue to get something out of this day in and day out. Now, I've told you all the beautiful parts of this. Let me give you the ugly part of this. There was a season, and if you know, if you've listened to the podcast, if you've read my books, if you've read my newsletters, if you follow me, you know that there was a season where I was really, really just discouraged and really frustrated, frustrated with Jamel Sanders International, frustrated with the business, frustrated with everything. It just felt like nothing was moving, nothing was growing at the pace that I wanted it to move, and it just felt like everything was just a waste of time. And so I went through a season where I said, I'm not going to do the podcasting thing anymore. I'm not going to do the show. I'm not going to do any of this because I just don't feel, you know, I don't feel it anymore. And so during that season, I began to really consider, you know, this. I said, we'll leave the content out there. They can have those hours, those shows, whatever they want to do. People can listen to it. But I just don't feel like I have anything else to say or to give or to contribute. And so it was during that season that a good friend of mine, Mr. Robert Wesley Branch, I'm going to give him another shout out. He had reached out to me, first of all, to see how I was doing. And then he said, and how is everything going with the show? And, you know, I began to tell him, I don't know if this is something that I really want to do anymore. I need to see where I'm going with this, what I'm going to do with this. And, you know, every time I would speak to him, he would always see how I was doing, but he would always say, and what's going on with the show? And, you know, he even said, if you want to come on to the platform or my platform and talk, we'd love to have you on. And I just said, I just feel like that season is just over for me. I don't feel it anymore. I don't want anything to do with that anymore. And it was really his encouragement that gave me the strength and the audacity to keep going with this podcast. I don't think it would be a celebration of 10 years if it wasn't for individuals like Mr. Robert Wesley Branch and some personal mentors and people that encouraged me to keep going. And what I discovered during that time, and I'm going to try to do this and not be emotional, but what I discovered during that time is that we all have so much to offer and to contribute to the world, and that there is a great void in the world when we are not using our voice and using our power and our difference in the place that we've been assigned to use it. And I think what Robert and others were trying to tell me in that season of my life is that, yeah, there may be other shows, there may be other vehicles and platforms, but there's something unique about what you're doing and the platform that you built that leaves a void and a vacancy if you're not operating in your place of purpose. And so what they helped me to do in that season is to pick myself up, get myself together, and to realize that this is part of what I have been destined and put on this planet to do. Like I said, there's a lot of podcasts. Most podcasts don't do anything but interview people every week, and they get their ratings and their numbers. That's wonderful. I love having guests. I love having conversations. But even more than that, I love giving people wisdom and life strategies to help them master this thing called life. That's the whole purpose of this platform and what it was intended and created for. And so I had to stop and say that because had it not been for that encouragement in those individuals, I don't think the podcast would even be here today. We wouldn't even be talking about the platforms, the distribution, all of the things that we have been so fortunate to do with this and the success that has come as a result of it. I think the thing that is so awesome about this is that oftentimes it's when we're doing the things where we don't really know what we're doing, We don't know how we're doing. We don't really have a structure for it. It's the things that we just have the courage and audacity to jump out and do that oftentimes turn into the biggest successes for us. And I know that that's exactly what happened with this platform, because I had no clue what I was doing. I just went on when the microphone came on and it said live. I just opened my mouth and I started talking. And thankfully, people started listening and it started growing, and it has become something that is much bigger than I ever imagined, and it's blessed more people than I ever imagined it could bless. You know, I got a Instagram message from a person that is in another country the other week where they said to me, the wisdom, the insights, the things that you pour out into people around the world are profound. But even more profound than that is that you have no clue how many lives and how much of an impact you're having by simply doing what you were placed here to do. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I think the thing that has fueled me and that has kept me going is messages from people like that, is the incredible words of encouragement that I've heard over the last 24 to 48 hours, the personal stories I've heard of people that have been impacted and touched and transformed as a result of me sitting here and talking and giving these points to empower people around the world every single week. I think that is the thing that has motivated me and kept me going and has helped me to remain committed to this assignment with this podcast and with this platform. And so as one of my dear friends overseas sent me a message yesterday and said, and here's to another 10 incredible years of empowering people. That is exactly what the goal is to continue to use this platform and to use the voice that I have been given to bring hope and change and solutions to people around the world. One thing I know, and one reason that people have resonated with my work and with this message for so long, is because I'm not about fluff, I'm not about hype, and I'm not about fads and movements. What I know and what I consistently have done is tried to bring real practical solutions to people's lives that they can apply and implement and get results. It's not enough for us to just have information and conversation, but I want our conversations to be crucibles for change and breakthrough in the lives of people around the world. And so that is what we have endeavored to do with this platform, and that is what we will continue to endeavor to do for years to come. When I think back over the last decade, there's so many great moments, there's so many great shows, so many great insights, so many great lessons. You know, I've tried to think about my absolute favorite program, and it's really difficult because in 10 years' time, there's been so much content that's been put out. It's really hard to narrow it down. I think that any show centered around purpose and destiny are always very fun for me to talk about. Any shows that are centered around the battle to become who you were created and destined to be, any show that revolves around your personal power. I think the series that I did based on my autobiography, Unbreakable, was one of my favorites because it just gave me the opportunity to pour out life lessons that I've learned along my journey. There's just been so much over the years that has just really been absolutely amazing. And then, like I said, when you begin to look back on all of the years and all of the content, it is absolutely amazing. And I say, I don't know how in the world all of this has been done consistently for this long, but it has, and it has resonated with people in a tremendous way. And so as we look forward to the future podcast and this platform, my hope, my desire, my intention is that this will always be a force for change and a force for transformation in people's lives. Anybody can sit down and talk and record a podcast, but to create something that transcends simply conversations and interviews, but to create something that becomes a mechanism for personal mastery and development and growth is absolutely amazing. And I believe that is what this platform has become. You know, even as a good friend of mine, Pastor Goodson, was telling me when he was helping me to put some things in place concerning the podcast, he said, it seems like you're sitting down almost and you're giving people a school on life. You're giving them a school on how to better their lives, how to improve as an individual, how to grow spiritually. You're giving people like a master class every time they tune in. And that's much different from what most podcasts are today. There are a lot of people giving information. But if you've read my book, Chosen, you know that I say that we have a wisdom drought in the world. We don't have an information drought. We have a drought of wisdom, and wisdom is my favorite thing in the whole world. If you've listened to this show, you have heard me talk about wisdom so many times because we need it. Whether you're leading in your home, your family, your community, your organization, or your nation, all kind of people tune in to this podcast, and I've heard it so many times that I received the wisdom, the insight I needed for that moment and season of my life. And every time I hear that, I say, we're doing exactly what this platform was intended to do. And so we just want to continue to do more of that. I want to continue to grow this into an even larger empowerment hub, providing meaningful conversations and dialogues to help people at every stage of life to become everything that they were created and destined to be. I believe, as I said on this platform before, that we are all hungry to honor our potential and to become the highest, greatest version of ourselves. The problem is that most people don't know how to do that, and that's what we created this platform for. I want you to leave with more than just excitement and inspiration, because as I tell you, inspiration dies. But when you live with a life of wisdom and intentionality, you can dominate in every season. And so it's not just about getting inspiration and getting some hype, because that's not going to do anything for you. But when you get wisdom, wisdom gives you the ability to not just gather information, but to apply information in such a way that it alters the trajectory of your life. And so this is a wisdom show. This is a wisdom platform. This is a wisdom mechanism to get people around the world to know that there is so much more. And I think that this podcast, most of all, has been a source of refreshment in the lives of so many people. They say, I tune in, I just feel refreshed. I feel like, yes, I knew there was more. I knew there was more to my life, more to my purpose and existence than what I was doing. And you begin to give me the insights to help me do that in my life. And so that's what we have intended this to do, and this is what we will continue to intend for this to do as well, as we find even more vehicles to distribute it, as we move it more towards some video podcast content formats as well, and just continue to evolve this and give people the opportunity to get the tools they need to transform their lives. That's what we want. And so I just want to say today, personally, from the depths of my heart, thank you so much to every person that has believed in, supported, and been an advocate and ambassador for this show for so many years. There are people out there listening that have been listening to me for a decade, and they still tune in and they still support all these years later. And so I have to say a humongous thank you so much, because without your support, without your listenership, I don't think that this program or platform would be what it is today. And, you know, when I went through that season where it just seemed like nobody was listening, nobody cared, it just seemed like this was just something that was wasting time and energy, it was those people like you that have supported for so long that encouraged me to keep going. And I'm so glad I kept going, because on the other side of that was some incredible things, from television to the Huffington Post to so many incredible opportunities and things that opened up as a result of keep going. And so I think that this podcast is a metaphor for life, that whatever you're working on, whatever you're doing, never, ever, 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 ever give up. Persist until you prevail, but do not give up. And because I didn't give up, look at what this has become. We're celebrating 10 years. We're looking forward to the next 10 years of more empowerment and more helping people around the world to fulfill their purpose, maximize their greatest potential, and to make a humongous impact in their lifetime and in their generation. So thank you so much for being a part of this journey. Thank you so much to those of you that have sent so many kind words, well wishes, congratulatory statements over the last few days. I sincerely appreciate it. I thank you so much for your unending support of this and the work that we're doing around the world. And I'm really excited about what's to come. I believe that the next 10 years are just going to be even better, even more powerful, even more inspiring, even more life transforming, because we're going to continue to give you things that are going to help you live your greatest life every single day. That's what I want. That's what the intention of this has been and will always be. I want to see people living life at its best. You were not created for life to be on top of you, but you're supposed to be on top of life. And it's time for you to live on top and to be everything that you were created and destined to be. It's been such an honor to do life with you, and I'm so excited about this next phase and doing life with you even more in the days to come. So stay connected. I hope you're on our email list. I hope that you're connected on social media, because we're going to be evolving this, and even bigger and better things are on the horizon for the Jamel Sanders Show and the brand. So thank you again. I hope you'll reach out on social media. I love doing life with you and connecting and talking with you. So I'd love to hear from you. If there's a story or a series or an insight that has resonated with you and impacted you, we love hearing those things. So definitely reach out and let us know how the message of empowerment is impacting your life. We look forward to just providing you with many more years of resources and tools to become everything I know that God is destined for you to become. So I'm excited about it. It is amazing that we have made it to a decade of empowerment through this podcast. And I tell you, I believe that the next 10 years are going to hold even greater promise and even greater possibility. I'm excited to put out new content. I'm excited to do new formats and do new shows to help you to live the life I know you were destined and created to live. And so I thank you so much for spending this time with me. I thank you so much for your consistency, your commitment to show up and to be a part of the incredible movement that this has become. You know, I didn't know if anybody was going to listen, but to see what it has become is absolutely amazing. And I do thank you for being with us along this journey. I mean, if you have seen the evolution, when I look back and I listen to some of the beginning episodes, it's like, everything has to start somewhere. But it's amazing to see the progression, the growth, the evolution of what this has become and what it will continue to be for many years to come. And so what I've discovered is that this is something special. It was more than me just sitting down, speaking into a microphone and talking. It was a tool that has resonated and ignited the souls of so many people around the world. And I know it's going to continue to do that and more in the days to come. So thank you so much for this opportunity to do life with you, to serve you, to help you to become the greatest version of yourself and to master your life and to do those things that I know you've been created and destined to be. So again, I hope that you'll tune in. We wanted to just focus solely on the anniversary today. Join us again for the next episode. We're going to delve back into the series of being unstuck and how to get your life out of neutral and into overdrive. So thank you so much again. Hope you have an incredible weekend, and I'll see you again real soon for another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. Until then, keep living on purpose, keep living with intention, and never, ever, ever give up. Be blessed.